So, you are an expert in social media in Western Canada, and I wanted to ask you if you could explain the basics. What is social media?
Social media is really just about communicating online. It's not just publishing your own thoughts and having other people read them, but it's the ability for those other people to respond to you. So the ones we think of are Facebook or Twitter or blogs, but it really could be any forum that allows people to communicate with each other online. And so social media has really been with us since the beginning of the internet. It's just the tools are a lot more sophisticated now.
Okay. So why would you say that social media is important for businesses or organizations today?
Well, in order to grow, you have to communicate. And these are the emerging tools. These are the tools that people are using to communicate more and more. So, 50 years ago, if you'd asked me, do you think we should have a telephone in the office? I might have had a hard time coming up with an answer. But now it's pretty obvious. You couldn't do business without a telephone. Or maybe 10 years ago, do we really need a cell phone? Well, now everyone has them. And I'm sure that, maybe not 50 years ago, but I'm sure those questions were asked. You know, do we really need a telephone? And that's where we are with social media. We're just at the stage where people are asking. But once it reaches a critical mass, it will just be obvious. This is where everything is going, where all of the communication is going to happen.
Okay. What would you say for an individual? Why or how could social media help them as they become more integrated in a community?
It's just a fabulous way of connecting with people and meeting people. You know, on Facebook, if you add a friend, you're going to see who their friends are, and then you can get into conversations on your friend's wall with other people you didn't know before. A lot of these social media lead to relationships offline, that is, in the real world. So, Twitter in particular is very strong. If you find somebody interesting, you can follow them and engage them in a conversation. There is no barrier to entry. You can just connect and start. It's incredible how many people you'll meet in the real world having met them online first.
Mm-hmm. So for someone who is brand new to social media, what would be the best place for them to start, do you think? Where could they break into social media?
If you're looking to expand your network, I would say Twitter is the best tool to do that. You're connecting with people who are by and large leaders already in that online community. They're probably leaders already in their real world business community. If you're looking to stay in touch with your friends and friends of friends, then Facebook is a softer approach.
Okay, good. Are there any drawbacks to social media in business or in an organization? Any drawbacks you can think of?
The one thing that always comes up when people are thinking about social media is, well, what if I set up a page or a Twitter account and somebody writes something nasty about us? How are we going to deal with it? And the answer is, why would we open ourselves up for criticism? Well, the reality is, these days, if somebody feels strongly enough to post something on your page, they feel strongly enough to post it somewhere. So the whole conversation is already happening. It's just whether you know it's going on and whether you can respond to it. Really, that's an advantage, because when they come to your page or when they talk to you on your Twitter feed, you're not a faceless entity. You're not just another business. You have a personality and a voice, and they tend to be gentler in their feedback. So, are there disadvantages? It takes time. It does seem to have some risk, but the reality is, you really face a lot of risk by not going out into social media.
Just to wrap up, I wonder if you would have a comment on what do you think the social media tool of the future is. Which one do you think will have longevity?
Well, it's hard to say. The most popular tools didn't exist 5 years ago. So how long will they continue to exist? I don't know. It's evolving quickly. There are 6 tools you really need to know about. The first one is blogging, where people write whatever their thoughts are on whatever topic. Ranges from technology to relationships to kittens to, you know, you name it. And then people can write comments and replies. There, WordPress is probably the most important tool to know about for blogging. Secondly, I guess Facebook. It's the single biggest site on the internet. You really have to be there just because everyone else is. If you're a business, it's the way that people will most naturally think to connect with you. Third is Twitter. It is just a fantastic way to expand your network, and in my opinion, it's the most likely place for something to go viral. That is, to take off with people telling other people about it, and them telling their friends, and them telling their friends. LinkedIn is a key tool for business in particular, but for anyone who's doing real networking, for fundraising, as a nonprofit, if you're looking for work, if you're a consultant or a freelancer who is always looking for the next job, to establish credibility in a more regular job. Fifth, if you use Flickr, if you use photographs, you should use Flickr. That's F-L-I-C-K-R. It's a social way of sharing your photographs, and people can comment on them and move them around. You can decide what the terms are that you want them reused. You know, you might let people only use your photographs by buying them. You might let them use your photographs for whatever you want. You can very easily set that up on Flickr. And then last but not least, YouTube. If you have video, you should be posting it on YouTube just because it's such an enormously popular place. You should have a branded channel. So if you're Acme Corporation, you should have Acme Corporation TV on YouTube. That's where you can post videos about your stuff. There are other ways of getting your videos out there, but really none is as potent as YouTube. And then there are the other 500 or 1,000 or 10,000 social media tools. And who knows, one or more of these is going to be the next big thing. But beginners don't have to worry about that.
Okay, well, thanks so much. I really appreciate your time.
Most welcome.